The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
The bodybuilding world will never be the same.
Get ready for MB Radio with your host, Sean Ray. We'll take you inside the world of health and fitness with a focus on bodybuilding. Now, here's your host, Sean Ray.
Welcome, everyone, to episode number 63 of MD Radio. Happy Monday, May the 24th, and we are on the California NPC State Championships countdown coming up this weekend at Veterans Auditorium in Culver City, promoted by John Lindsay. But first, let's get caught up in and around the National Physique Committee, the NPC, with our weekly liaison, Mr. GU, Gary Udit. Welcome back to MD Radio.
Hey, Sean, thanks for taking the time, my man. How are you?
It's all good. I'm ready for this Memorial Day weekend coming up next week, man. It's very rare that I get to sit around and do absolutely nothing on a Monday and not have to worry about anything. But, you know, Memorial Day in California, there's nothing like it, but the weather and all the eye candy and stuff out here in Venice Beach. You know, there's a bodybuilding show down there on Muscle Beach in Venice. So I'll probably be out there hanging out with the homies. What about you?
We got three events coming up this weekend down in Tennessee, in Jackson, Tennessee. Nick and Kate Shelby have the Hub City Fitness Quest Championships. Mm-hmm. IFBB Fitness Pro Julie Palmer puts on the Julie Palmer Ultimate Championships. That's up in Toledo, Ohio, and that's turned out to be a really strong event out in the Midwest. And obviously, one of the most storied events of the country is the Cal Championships, and John Lindsay and Steve O'Brien, as you said, have that up in Culver City, and what a great event that always is.
Yeah, and I will be there in attendance. This is a contest that's brought to us bodybuilders like Bob Paris, Rory Littlemeyer, Mike Christian, Troy Zuccolato, coming up on the show a little bit later on, the fabulous Flex Wheeler, the military man Garrett Downing, G-Train, and the late Ray McNeil, another military man out of San Diego who passed away on untimely death, Gary, that was back in, I believe, 95, shot on Valentine's Day by his bodybuilding wife and military partner, Sally Killer McNeil. So we'll be thinking about Ray this Memorial weekend, as well as Chris Cormier, the fabulous Dennis Newman. I know you remember Dennis Newman back in 94, won the USA Championships, came down with a bout of leukemia, and resurfaced in 96 out in Chicago in the audience, Gary. Took his clothes off and started doing an impromptu posing routine while the top six were waiting on their final placements. We also have Dries Wardell. He'll be coming on out of Palm Springs, and marvelous Melvin Anthony, and another one, Richard Magic Jones. So this contest is deep in tradition and quality. Abbas Katami won this contest. He'll be on to talk about that, Rain. So, yeah, the California States puts out a lot of great championships, Gary, over the years, not to mention I won it in 1987.
That list right there is legendary right down the line. I mean, some of the guys that have won that event, man, and some of them, I have to admit, I'd forgotten about some of them that they'd won the Cal. It's incredible. What a great time.
Yeah, it's a great show to launch a career, and some guys have gone on to better success than others. The last guy to win this show last year, the overall winner, was a heavyweight champion, Rick Fagoni, and this year there will be a new champion. And I'm sure I left many others along the way off of that list. It was Tom Touchstone and Rick Stevenson and Ron Flowers. I mean, I know all the guys because I'm a California native. You probably know all the guys that won the Pittsburgh championships. But John Lindsay, you know, does nothing short of amazing when it comes to these shows. Not to mention, there is an IFBB pro figure contest to go along with all this testosterone. Past champion Sonia Gonzalez, as well as Heather Mae French, have won this show. So we're going to expect some quality over the weekend, 20-plus pro figure girls to complement the state championships.
It's going to be great. I wish I was out there.
Well, Gary, I know you're also getting ready for your show coming up in July. How's that shaping up for you?
That thing is taking off, Sean. You know, one of the barometers that we can use in the early stages is the hotel, and we sold that out May 1st. So we're into our second hotel already, and it looks like the entries are starting to pour in now with some high-quality physiques. I don't have to tell you, these people are staying in shape a lot longer than they ever did, so it's shaping up to be a big event.
And, well, before we do get to the Teen Collegiate Masters National Championships out there in Pittsburgh, we will roll upon the Junior National Championships promoted by Pam Betts out there in Chicago, Illinois, the weekend of June the 19th, where several pro cards will be given away, I believe, right, Gary, for the figure women at least, bikini as well or no?
I believe they're going to get those out in bikini and figure. And, you know, that Junior Nationals event has turned into one of the biggest events because it's really kind of a place that people can go and find out exactly where they stand on the national level. I mean, if you do well there, it's time to move on. And if you don't, then maybe you need some more work. But what a great event that is, and what a great venue right there at the hotel with the at the airport.
Yeah, I had the pleasure of visiting it last year, and I believe it was Victor Martinez's training partner won that contest, and he'll be showing resurfacing again come this July, I believe, at the USA Championships. I know you always like to visit that show out there in Las Vegas, I believe the last weekend of July, the 24th. Gary, real quick, next on the IFBB Pro Calendar, I believe coming up July the 17th out there in Tampa, Florida, will be Tim Gardner's IFBB Pro Bodybuilding Championships. He also hosts women and a 202 competition. What do you make of that contest in light of the fact that the New York was really a barnstormer? We had our boy Raleigh Winkler come out of Caruso out of nowhere pretty much and sweep that competition. What do you expect coming up on this Tampa Pro Show?
I think it's going to be strong, especially with that show, and then a week later, they got the Europa show up in Connecticut. So with some back-to-back events taking place, I think those two shows will we're going to work off of each other to make strong events for both venues. It should be terrific.
Yeah, well, that'll be Tim Gardner's promotion coming up in Tampa, Florida. I believe it's the third time coming down the pipe. The first time, I believe, was Tony Freeman, and then last year it was Dennis James. This year, who will it be? We'll find out shortly. All right, Gary. We'll, next week's show is going to be a pre-record on the holiday. Have a great Memorial weekend, and we're going to salute all of our soldiers out there at war and those that have lost their lives and their families. We give our condolences, and just enjoy and have a safe Memorial holiday, Gary.
Thanks, Sean. Have a great time at the Kel.
All right, brother. That's Gary Udick calling in from Pittsburgh. We're going to move it from one area to the next. Let's go down to the Venice Beach, the heart of the action, to our gossip columnist out there, Mad Max 6. Big Dave Borlea, you on the line?
I sure am, Sean. How are you?
Not bad, man. You know me. I've been following this thread of yours. You've got like a gazillion hits on there. People want to know what's going on with the life and times of Dave Borlea, and you never cease to fail the fans that chime in on your board. We saw the pictures of the new store. How's it hanging down there in Venice Beach?
It's great. It's great. It's finally coming together, and you'll be the first one to see it when it's when I'm finished hanging out all those posters and everything. It's shaping up very, very nicely. It's a lot more work than I thought, but it looks great.
Well, you got 67,000 views since you came on board with MD, and your column is one of the more popular columns out there. Keeping tabs on our boy Jay Cutler, I know you're on the inner circle. Very few guys get a chance to like get in Mr. Olympia's ear and kind of see what's going on with Mr. Olympia. But real quick, what is going on with Mr. Olympia?
He's actually in New York right now. He just came back from Birmingham in England. He was there with Phil Heath and a bunch of the guys, Dennis Wolf. So he's flying back to Vegas tonight. But a few of the pictures have surfaced online. I don't know if you saw them or not. He's looking really good right now. Great condition already. So
awesome.
It's going to be a good show.
Now, the store that you had right across from Gold's Gym there on Rose and Hampton, you've now moved it to Lincoln and Rose. How is that working out for you? I know that was a choice and a decision that needed to be made, but you say there's more parking. What else can we expect at this new store?
Well, it's a lot more open. It's a lot more visible, high ceilings. It's just a little bit more clean, a little bit less dungeon-like. You know, the other one was great because it was there, you know, for so long, since the early 90s, but the parking was always a big issue over there, so we took a gamble, and I think it's going to pay off. We're going to work, of course, towards a grand opening sometime in July, and we'll of course have you invited and shoot that for all the MD people. Of course, it'll be great.
That'll be awesome. Of course, you're going to look at your calendar because the month of July is packed with a lot of muscle action. At the last weekend of July, we've got the USA
That's
Championships,
right.
Of course. July the 17th out in Tampa, Florida, we've got an IFBB Pro show out there by Pro Bodybuilding Weekly. And the following weekend, we've got the Europa Pro on the Saturday, July the 24th. So, Dave, it looks like you're going to be dealing with the 4th of July weekend.
I know. The LA at the week before the USA, right?
Yeah, I believe so. That's on the 17th. That coincides against the Europa Pro weekend. So,
yep.
maybe, I don't know, I know that Sean Ray is available on the 3rd and the 10th, but maybe, you know, who knows, maybe it'll be a Sunday event.
We'll figure it out.
We got to run it by you. Make sure everybody can attend, because you know what, going into the summer, people start to hunker down and get ready for these contests. Of course,
that's right.
After the USA weekend, a lot of guys come out, especially a lot of the national level guys come out and they do photo shoots down there in Gold. So I don't know, maybe early August.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm gonna lobby for early August.
All right, Sean. I appreciate the feedback, man. You know,
all right. Anybody sneaking into town? Anybody out there that we haven't that we missed?
No, I'm at just Rolly was the last one. You know, it's kind of quiet right now. It's it goes through dips a little bit. But Jay was in town a few days ago shooting with Per again, yet again Per Bernal, of course, yeah. Which is always a treat to watch him shoot and all that stuff. But the Dexter was in town at the same exact time, so that was kind of cool. You know, Dexter's coming in 1 week at a time to train with Charles, and so they happened to be in the gym at the same time, which was really cool. So we got some shots of that. And
have there been any Silvio Samuel sightings? I heard he might wind up in the Tampa Pro.
Actually, you know what? It's funny you mentioned that, because lately I've heard that he comes really late at night, but a few days ago he was actually spotted around 12 o'clock. So I think he's started to reappear a little bit, which I think is smart before the show, because how much time do we have? Like 6 weeks?
Yeah,
before the next
coming
month?
Up fast. Uh-huh.
So if I were him, I would try to kind of, you know, get back on the map a little bit, because there's a lot of guys that are on it, including Hide, which is there every day. So
yeah, you're going to have
great, by the way.
Yeah, you're going to have Hide Tada in that show. Cedric McMillan's going to be jumping up in there. There's going to be some guys coming in there for blood and for vengeance. Let me ask you, Dave, is Silvio a guy that we might one day see sucked down to the 202 division?
I doubt it, Sean. I mean, when he won the Europa that first year where he won the overall and, you know, I think it was like 207, or was it under 210? And I think it was 207.
Right.
And he got down to like nothing. I don't think so.
All right. Well, we're going to be there in Tampa, Florida, as Team MD always is, covering it from gavel to gavel. And right here on the play-by-play, where you'll see video and pictures. And, of course, we have a write-up probably by Ron Harris. Dave, thanks for chiming in. Let us know when you come up with that grand opening date so Team MD can be there to represent.
Thank you, Sean.
All right, always a pleasure. That's Big Dave Borlée, Mad Max 6. Check out his blog, if you will, on the MD forums there in the No Bull section, where there's 67,000 views and 1,042 posts. But let's shift gears. It is the California Championship weekend here in California, and let's bring on none other than one of the all-time greats to win that competition, former IFBB Pro and WBF Pro, Troy the Zookster Zuccolato. Troy, you're on MD Radio.
Thank you, Sean. Thanks for having me.
Welcome to the show. You are no stranger to me. Troy and I go way back. As a matter of fact, I was training with Troy right after you won the California State Championships, and you helped me win a national title back in 1987. And I helped you get in there in 1989 to win that national championship and launch your career, so to speak.
Well, the reason why you won the nationals in 87 was because of my help and my influence.
There's no doubt you get all the glory and all the praise, Almighty One. Thank you for your wisdom. Your age definitely helped me out, because you had that experience. The 86 and 87 California champions are on the line right now. Troy, we're coming up on our first commercial break, man. But, again, reiterate to the people how important this title was in launching your career.
Well, at the time, you know, at least, you know, California was one of the top meccas of bodybuilding. And certainly by winning the California State Championship, it kind of put you in line as the next potential national champion.
Right. And back then, they didn't have a super heavyweight division. They had a heavyweight division. Can you recall, like, any of the guys that you were competing against? I vaguely remember some of the guys that won the classes, but I don't know who got second to me. Were there some guys that you had your sights set on in 86?
Yeah, I remember, you know, back then there was, like, Gary King, John Richland, Doug Stadell. Those type of guys were competing in those days. I don't know what they do today, because I haven't heard anything about them, but those were the top names other than myself that were entering the Cal that year.
Yeah, and so I believe you went literally from the California straight to the cover of Muscle and Fitness magazine and into Joe Weider's office and wound up getting a contract, all this before you turned pro. Were you like the golden boy of bodybuilding back then?
Well, I think so to some extent. Yeah, Joe, actually, I got introduced from Ed Connors to Joe, and he liked my blonde hair, blue-eyed California look, so to speak, and offered me a contract, and then I started doing some ads and that type of thing for him.
Nothing like blonde hair and blue eyes to help you get a contract. You're on the line with Troy Zuccolato, the Zookster, the 86th California State Champion. We're going to take our first commercial break here and come back with the Zookster to find out what his take is on bodybuilding as it stands today by comparison to back when he won it, when the dinosaurs roamed the earth, after this commercial break.
Ask the experts. Call toll-free right now, 1-866-472-5787.
Hello?
And ask our all-star team to answer your questions. That's 1-866-472-5787.
Thank you for calling.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Focus, strength, recovery, results. Introducing Maximize, brought to you by iForce Nutrition. Tired of the same old caffeine buzz? Are you ready to step into a new world of power, energy, and intensity? Maximize has set a new standard in the supplement world, delivering tunnel vision focus, cell swelling volumization, and unstoppable endurance. Don't settle for the current crop of underclothes products. It's time to join the next generation with Maximize, the only pre-workout supplement you need for extreme gains in strength and performance. Don't just train. Maximize your workouts. Visit www.iforcenutrition.com for details.
Over the years, iForce Nutrition has brought you some of the most powerful muscle-building products ever seen in the bodybuilding world. Now, after years of research and development, we are proud to introduce our first launch into the world of thermogenic fat loss with Adipoxil. Adipoxil isn't your run-of-the-mill fat burner. Adipoxil is new and rewriting the definition of fat loss. Adipoxil's competition strength formula is so powerful, in one cycle, you can go from soft to shredded. When being lean isn't enough, get shredded with Adipoxil. For more information, visit iForceNutrition.com.
This is Jay Cutler, and you listen to Team MD Radio with Sean Ray.
Yes, your protein sucks. Stop flushing your money down the toilet already. You're not building muscle using it. Whey is for animals, not humans. Now get the world's first human protein. 99% anabolic, and it packs muscle extremely fast. If you want to grow today, go to HumaPro.com.
Everyone knows that beef is king when it comes to building quality muscle mass. Now you can have all the anabolic power of beef with Carnivore. Beef protein isolate from muscle mass, packed with 20 times the creatine of steak and loaded with extra BCAAs. Carnivore is more concentrated than whey. Beef up with Carnivore, the most sought after muscle building protein ever created. For more information, visit MuscleMedsRx.com.
The Targo S2 is 2.3 times faster through the gut.
Zero bloating.
2 times faster glycemic response.
But no crash.
1.8 times faster insulin response.
Lasting muscle fullness.
1.7 times faster muscle glycogen recovery. University proven Vitargo S2.
What other carbs try to be?
Proof before promises. Vitargo S2. Only from Generate. Pick up Vitargo S2 at GenerateSpeed.com. That's G-E-N-R, the number 8, speed.com. Or find us on the MD Superstore.
The Internet's number one talk station.
Number one talk station.
VoiceAmerica.com.
You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray. You want to get in on the action? Call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to MD Radio with Sean Ray. I'm the
truth and these other boys. All right, we're on the line with the Zookster, the 86th California State Champion, and the California State Championships take place again this weekend at Veterans Memorial Auditorium, where MC extraordinaire Lonnie Tepper will be rocking the mic. And in concert with the NPC portion of the event, there will be an IFBB Pro Figure Championships. That's going to be this weekend in Culver City, and people with a military ID will get in at a discounted price, and the host hotel will be the Radisson. Big Troy, the blonde-haired, blue-eyed California boy, certainly helped you win the title. What about the physique, man? I mean, How was it back then? How much were you weighing when you won that?
Actually, when I won the Cal, I think I was 205, so I was one of the smaller ones in the by today's standards anyways. I would be fairly light in as a heavyweight class, but probably pretty much to the norm to, you know, I think at that time the heaviest guy was about 218, so it was a big difference than they are today.
Yeah, the times definitely changed, Troy. Like I said, it helped launch your career straight into the national championships, where in 89 out in Miami, Florida, you won a national title following the heels of Vince Taylor. And you chose to jump off into the WBF and follow Vince McMahon. You got a multi-year deal out of those guys. When you go to a contest like the California now, and I'm just trying to take me back to 1986, do you have that same vibe when you're watching a show? I mean, I know you've been retired for many years, but, you know, you jumped into the California and won it and were thrust into the limelight. Do you see the same type of camaraderie, and or do you still feel the same kind of a buzz when you watch a bodybuilding show?
You know, Sean, to be quite truthful, the only shows I've gone to lately is the Olympia, which I try to go to in Vegas every year, just because it's in Vegas, and,
right.
And that's one of my stomping grounds. So,
yes, it is.
I haven't been to a local bodybuilding show in quite some time, so for me to answer that, I really can't answer that. But I do enjoy going to the Olympia every year, seeing all the, you know, the people that we've competed against for years, because they still attract a majority of bodybuilders, even from the past to the current.
Right, and we had made mention of one of the guys that, you know, you used to work as a counselor for juvenile delinquents, Marvelous Melvin Anthony. You had him when he was like 13 years old in your little facility, and he wound up winning the California Championships and went on to become a pro bodybuilder. That had to maybe be a good blessing in disguise for you to have your hand in his upbringing a little bit.
Well, it's amazing. Yeah, I was his probation officer when he was 13 years old. At that time, the beginning of my career, so to speak. And he'd always joke with me because I could see that he had the natural ability, you know, for a kid that's never even touched weights at that point. I could see that genetically he could have been good. But at the time, he was running with the wrong crowd and being in the wrong situation. And I always told him, I said, you're either going to be in prison or dead, so you'll never have a chance to get there. And then probably 10 years later, I was training, and I think actually, Sean, it was at the same gym that you and I trained at, their Gold's Gym in Fullerton. Mm-hmm. He had come in and was big and had been working out and told me who he was, and I couldn't believe the change in him. He had turned his life around, and the rest is history.
Well, the California State Championship certainly did not hurt Melvin Anthony's rise to prominence. And Troy, thank you for chiming in. We're going to be at the California this weekend, Team MD covering it, looking for that next champion to follow up on Rick Figoni. Troy, one of the early birds, right after the heels of Bob Paris and Roy Liedlmeyer and Mike Christian, and then there was the Zookster. Troy, thanks for calling in, man.
Thanks, Sean. It's always a pleasure.
All right, that's the Zookster, Troy Zook, calling from Newport Beach, California. We're going to switch gears, go out to the desert, where one Idris Wardell, a former California and USA overall champion, is on the line. Idris, welcome to MD Radio.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Idris, you're all too familiar with the Zookster, man. Was it the same
for
you?
Oh, yeah.
You didn't have blonde hair and blue eyes when you won the Cal.
No, I had no hair and brown eyes.
But it was good to you, right?
Yeah.
You won the California Championships. What year was that?
2001.
Yeah, and then you went on to win the overall USA what year?
2002, the very next year.
Yeah, it seems the California winners, man, they get the inside line on a lot of these national shows, and it's laden with talent. I was mentioning earlier Bob Paris, Roy Liedlmeyer, Mike Christian, Chris Cormier, Dennis Newman. I mean, your name is mentioned amongst guys that went on to some pretty big things in bodybuilding. When you won that California, did all the doors swing open for you the way they did for Troy Zuccolato? Because I don't think for everyone it was that, you know, it wasn't paved with the yellow brick road like it was for Troy.
The Cal for me was good. I think when you win the Cal, first of all, I believe the California State Championship is the most prestigious state-level show you can do. And people open their eyes to you. People start talking about you because they know that, you know. And the truth of that is I took fourth. My first time doing the USA, I took 13th in 2000. And then the next year when I won the Cal, I took fourth. And then the very next year I won the USA. So I took fourth in the USA and first right after the Cal. So I think it does. You have to train harder, and you put yourself in a better position because I believe the talent pool is national level, even at the Cal.
Right. Well, Idris, you won the California the year I retired from bodybuilding. And you were one of the bigger guys. Troy says he was barely 200 and some change when you won the Cal. How much were you weighing when you won the Cal?
244.
Yeah, big jump from 1986 to 2001.
I think, yeah.
Do you remember any of the guys you beat? Was there some talent in there?
I think my man Alan Grimes was 241. There was a couple other guys that actually weighed more than me at that show. That's the hardest part, I think, especially when I'm 6 feet tall. You know, to win a Cal and to win a USA at 6 feet tall, you can't just be hard. You actually have to be big and hard. And that's hard. That's a very difficult combination.
What did it do for your confidence? Because clearly you joined a fraternity of men prior to you winning that was pretty decorated. Going into the USA thereafter, were you pretty confident and like, you know what, I got the Cal and, you know, they're going to be looking for me at the USAs?
Yeah. You know, when you win the Cal, you know you've arrived at least. You know that they're going to be at least expecting you to do something or at least expecting you to come in. What you do with that look is on you, but you will get looked. You know, they're going to look at you. So I think it's really important that when you do win a Cal, to try to keep your level of condition up at the USA, because they're going to be going, okay, what do you look like today? You're right. Going to get at least a shot at it. You know, if you don't win the Cal, then you know, you're kind of mixed in with a bunch of the previous top five from the last year at the USA. You know,
right.
The first guy's gone. Now you got these 2 through 5 that are coming back. So if you win the Cal, you know, you're going to get looked at with those top five, those top guys again.
Yeah, I don't want to sound too much like a homer. I mean, winning the Cal, I would look at the guys that won it previously and thought, wow, they got some pretty good looks. What others stayed out there as a state title? I mean, was there somebody else that you were looking at? You won the Cal. Was there someone that you were looking at going into the USAs that won another state title, or were you looking at some guys that were already there in the USA?
Just the guys that were there. The guys that were there, because I knew that 2 through 5, the guys who took 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th, and 6th, well, those were going to be the guys that I had to try to jump in with them. I can't really say leapfrog them, because you got to get up next to them. But at least I wanted to be compared to the guys that were still there from the previous year.
Real quick, Idris, were you in the military?
Yes.
What branch were you in? How long did you serve?
I served 8 years, 85 through 93. I was in through Desert Storm, the Air Force. I was a combat medic for 4 years, and I did engineering for 4 years.
And you came out, you weren't from California. You were originally from New York.
From the Bronx, right, from New York, yeah.
From the Bronx, you spent some time, I think, on the west, up in Oregon or Portland or somewhere?
Yeah, I'd actually been in California about, I was 8 years in the Northern California, then Washington.
Right.
I was in Houston for a little bit, now I'm in Palm Springs for about 10 years.
Well-traveled and decorated, man. We want to give you a special thanks for defending the country. We know we're coming up here on Memorial Day holiday. What's life like, real quick, for you, being that you're a former California champion? How are things for Idris Wardell today?
Things are good. Actually, you know, we'll be doing some interviews. I got some pretty big stuff going. I got an exercise DVD that we're getting ready to put out, probably, hopefully, by the fall. It's going to be animated. It's going to be to fight obesity. It's going to be for the whole family, for you and, like, your daughter to do at home together. It's going to be fun. I have a little 3D animated character that's my workout buddy. He's going to be like my son. I got my daughter in it. It's going to be basically take your P90X and your insanity video, but make it for kids and families.
Right. Are you still swinging the golf club around out there in Palm Springs area?
Yeah, no. I'm down to about an 8.3 index now. shooting in the 70s quite often, so it's feeling pretty good.
Well, how's the workouts nowadays? I mean, Troy, I was talking to him. He still works out on a regular, but real quick, your training regime, is there one, or are you just pretty much retired ex-bodybuilder?
No, I love training. I fell into bodybuilding. I lifted way before I got into bodybuilding, so this is not something that I did just for lifting. So right now I'm down to about 235. I'm actually going to drop a little lower when we shoot the full DVD set. So I want to be about 225. I want to look just a little more athletic than a bodybuilder, but I still love training. You know, it feels too good. I'm going on 45 years old, just like you this year.
Yeah, right on.
I got to keep it young, you know what I'm saying?
Numbers are catching up to us, brother. Hey, enjoy the rest of your retirement. Your 2001 California State winner, Idris Wardell.
Thank you, man.
All right, that's Idris Wardell calling in from the Palm Springs area. We're going to take a commercial break, and we're going to come back with our 1999 California champion and two-time North America champion, Abbas Khatami, on the other side of this commercial break. We'll be right back.
talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Arginine and AAKG are dead.
The nitric oxide war is over. MHP introduces NO-Bomb, the world's first clinically tested nitric oxide maximizing formula. Did you experience real workouts and pumps with NO-Bomb?
Did you know your protein has an anabolic to catabolic ratio? Until now, all the proteins on the shelf were way more catabolic than anabolic. So guess what? You're not growing.
Oh.
Nice to know all that money you're spending is going to the toilet rather than muscle, huh? Marketing doesn't build muscle, but a protein built for humans does. 99% anabolic, so you grow and grow and grow. See why? At humapro.com and give the bathroom a break.
Anyone who understands the supplement market knows that fat burners as a class of products are virtually dead. Why? Because none of these products have delivered the kind of real results people have been looking for. I'm not kidding when I tell you, that's all over now. Because Mitotropin is so powerful and so profoundly different than anything else on the market, we couldn't even call it a fat burner for fear it would be associated with this useless category. That's how good it is. Welcome to the world of Mitotropin.
For mind-blowing energy coupled with muscle-building nutrients and essential amino acids, NO Shotgun, the world's most effective pre-workout supplement, will help you pack on slabs of lean muscle tissue faster than a speeding bullet. In a recent university study, NO Shotgun was discovered and compared to placebo to produce 181% greater lean body mass and over 1,000% increase in bench press strength. NO Shotgun is the first supplement proven to elevate muscle gene factors needed for growth. Also, VPX offers the best workout supplement, the superlative NO Synthesize, scientifically formulated to further drive your muscles' anabolic processes after you are done training. NO Synthesize takes nutrient timing to another level. For more information, go to VPXSports.com. That's VPXSports.com.
The Targo S2 is 2.3 times faster through the gut.
Zero bloating.
2 times faster glycemic response.
But no crash.
1.8 times faster insulin response.
Lasting muscle fullness.
1.7 times faster muscle glycogen recovery. University proven Vitargo S2.
What other carbs try to be?
Proof before promises. Vitargo S2. Only from Generate. Pick up Vitargo S2 at GenerateSpeed.com. That's G-E-N-R, the number 8, speed.com. Or find us on the MD Superstore.
Shop the new MD Supplement Superstore, where you can find more of your favorite brands and products, upgraded customer service, and engaging cutting-edge research, along with the industry's most competitive prices.
Yes. Your protein sucks. Stop flushing your money down the toilet already. You're not building muscle using it. Whey is for animals, not humans. Now get the world's first human protein. 99% anabolic, and it packs muscle extremely fast. If you want to grow today, go to humapro.com.
Stimulating talk.
It gets those synapses in your brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray. You want to get in on the action? Call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
We are back, headed into a long three-day Memorial Day holiday next Monday, where we will have a pre-record show. Not sure exactly what angle we're going to take on that, but be sure to tune in on Monday. It will be business as usual here at MD Radio, episode number 64. But let's get on to the business at hand. We've got the California Championships coming up this Saturday at the Veterans Auditorium. Prejudging will take place at 10 a.m. and the finals will commence at 6:30 p.m. You can get ticket information by visiting www.musclecontest.com. That's John Lindsay's promotion, and Team MD will be getting the highlights there along with the Pro Figure Championships. They have the NPC version, which is a national qualifier. They'll have Bantam, Novice, Masters, and Teenage, along with Women's Bodybuilding and Bikini and Masters Bikini, along with Masters Figure to go along with it. And, of course, MC will be Lonnie Teeper. But we are on with the 1999 California State Champion, Big Abbas Katami, the reigning North America Champion of 2009 in the Super Heavyweight Division. Abbas, welcome to MD Radio. Big Abbas, AK.
How are you?
Speak into the mic, brother love. How you doing?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you now, man. 1999. Right. It was already 11 years ago you won the California State Championships.
Yeah, Sean. Time flies, man.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we're all getting old, but you're still at it and getting better. You are holding steadfast to that super heavyweight championship, and you became within a whisker of Sean Roden coming in there and stealing your thunder. Right now, you are presently under construction again for the North Americas. Am I correct?
Yeah. I mean, that's my sure to win. Third time's a charm. Right now, just been sitting about 260, 265, pretty lean, and just waiting for the time to start dieting down again, and that's it. See what happens.
No injuries. What did you learn from last year's victory and defeat, being that you're still at it? I just got done talking to a few bodybuilders that are retired, but you're still at it and you're still hungry. What did you learn from getting so close and not getting that title for the second time?
Just gives you a little hunger for more, you know. You know, as bodybuilders, we always want to push for more. I think we've all had a competitive side. I mean, I've won in California back in 99. A lot of people have, some have already turned pro. You know, I haven't. I had some ups and downs in the roads, but you know what? I always love competing, and that actually keeps me straight, you know, in my life, and it keeps me, like, on track doing what I got to do otherwise. But I like being on stage, so that's why I just I keep going at it.
What doors opened for you when you added that title to your resume back then when you won the Cal?
Well, I also do, you know, a little bit of acting here and there and some commercial work, but, you know, having that Mr. California title, you know, people still refer me being Mr. California. I'm like, guys, I'm number one in the USA now, too, so you can say, you know, I'm Mr. USA or Mr. North American, but they still refer me as, like, Mr. California because it's just one of the best state shows in the world, you know?
Yeah, it's
and amazing. USA as well.
Well, winning that California title, I asked Troy this. Did you know some of the guys that you were going up against? Because that couldn't have been easy heading into the Cal.
You know what? Part of the time I was dieting when I was getting ready for that Cal, I was in Virginia, so I didn't know anybody. I just called John Lindsay maybe a few months before, and I said, hey, what do you think about me doing the Cal? He said, I think it's an excellent show for you to do. I started dieting, I don't know, I think like 2 months out of my whole preparation in Virginia, and then came out to California. And I wasn't on the scene. I didn't know anybody. You know, I was just relatively new to California as well, so I didn't know any names or nothing, so I didn't know who was going into the show. I just knew a couple big guys from, you know, Venice Beach were going in, and I was like, oh, damn, you know, they're just big. And so my trainer at the time just said, listen, we need to come in shredded, and that's it. And I did, and beating out a lot of guys, you know, I disappointed a lot of people. Nobody knew who I was, really, and I came in and beat out Mike O'Hearn and a few other big guys that were training up in Venice.
Yes, you did, and you've got two North America titles to boot, and you're going for number three as well as an IFBB Pro Card September the 4th out there in Cleveland, Ohio, a Gary Udit promotion. Hey, thanks for calling in, brother. Have a
Thank
safe
you.
Memorial weekend, and we'll hopefully see you at the California this Saturday.
Definitely. Everybody come out, support your people, and I'll be there. I got a couple clients in the show as well, so hopefully they do well.
All right.
We'll see you there. Thank you, Sean.
Big Abbas Katami, your 99 Mr. California Championship. Let's shift gears and bring on another guy that was out there right around kind of the same time. Let's bring on Mr. Magic, Richard Officer Jones. Richard, welcome to MD Radio.
Hey, Sean. Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be on.
Rich, I know you're calling on your cell phone and you're in court and you're doing your civic duty as a police officer out there in San Diego.
Yeah.
Thanks for
taking
the time out. We had your boy Zookster on the phone, and we had Idris Wardell.
Good
we just got off Abbas Katami. What year did you win the Cal?
1997, man. It's been 13 years, and time flies. Man. 36 years old. I won the Cal. Won the light heavies at the Cal just after my 23rd birthday.
Yeah, and you know what? I remember you because you came on, you won the Orange County first, and you served notice, went on to win the Cal, turned around and parlayed that into a USA Championships, I believe it was in 2003?
Yeah, what had happened was, I had moved from Boston, all the way to here in Cali, and then my first show that I geared towards was the Tournament of Champions in 1996. I hadn't even been in California for an entire year. And then I won the Tournament of Champions as a light heavy, winning the overall at 185 pounds, which the previous winner was none other than three-time Mr. Olympia Jay Cutler.
Right.
So here I am coming in. Again, a kid from Boston, and at that time I was 22. No one knew who I was, had not competed in California before. And, I'm coming off, the following year, Jay Cutler had won it, which, he was still over, 240, 250 plus. So, and I win it at 185 pounds. So it was a drastic difference.
Well, and after winning the California, Richard, how did you view yourself as a bodybuilder? I mean, it's a pretty prestigious title even back then. Dennis Newman, Chris Cormier, Flex Wheeler. I mean, how did people view you, I might say, after you added that title to your resume?
Well, I went on to win the Orange County, and then the week later, the Cal. At that time, the Cal was right after the Orange County, so... of course, now it's a little different. But after I had won the Cal, it was that was the title to have. I mean, that just simply was the title to have. California is a bodybuilding state to begin with, and it's one of the most recognizable titles that a bodybuilder can have. California being the mecca of bodybuilding and then being Mr. California, that does a lot for a bodybuilder, and especially me after, a month after my 23rd birthday and being so young, and then winning the light heavies, it was a big class. It was, a lot of good names out there, and I was very honored to win it.
Not only that, Richard, but you became one of the guys to look for, and you certainly made people proud by moving up the ranks from a local show like the Orange County onto the California State level, and then capping it off with a USA Championship and a Mr. Olympia appearance, and went on to get your MBA and wind up serving not only your state and your country as a peace officer out there in San Diego. So I wanted to thank you for calling in. Will you be at the California Championships this weekend?
I'm definitely going to try to make it. I do have a demanding job that happens to run 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, and it doesn't take a break. So I'm definitely going to try to make it. It is a show that I always like to go to, just due to the fact that one, being a past winner, and number two, the prestigiousness of the title, and to top it off, to support where I came from. After winning that, at 23, I'd like to come back, now at 36, and support the younger guys that are coming up, and the guys who have been busting their butts, getting ready for the Cal and doing that show year in and year out, and the title for one reason or another eluded them, but so I like to come out and offer my support.
Right on, Richard. Well, hopefully you'll be there. I know I'll be there. I'm going to try to get a little California winner reunion. So I know you were 23 years young when you won that show, but I was 21, So eat that. Richard Jones calling in from San Diego, 1997 California State champion. We're going to take our final commercial break. Come back with Mr. Anthony Almeida, where he is going to put the proof before promises and give us a shred of evidence on. We'll find out what that topic might be right after this with scientist Mr. Anthony Almeida, brought to you by Generate. Thanks a lot, Richard.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
All right. Have a good Memorial weekend, and we will be right back after our final commercial break with Anthony Almeida.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
To be the best, you must fuel your body with only the best. That's why Thermolife is committed to developing boldly innovative formulas, purity tested against the only true standards in the industry today. In an industry full of hype and contaminated products, why take a risk? Use Thermolife, pure scientific innovation for pure mass, pure power, and purest results ever. Thermolife is redefining the purity standards in the industry today to help hardcore athletes like you achieve your best. Live Thermolife today and learn more about how Thermolife quality control standards are changing the industry at Thermolife.com. Come learn about our new patent-pending creatine nitrate in C-Ball, our industry's most innovative and powerful natural testosterone booster, T-Ball, the non-hormonal powerhouse E-Ball, and the best-tasting protein ever, Vasolate, the only protein in the world fortified with leucine nitrate. You can get information on our other products and learn about the soon-to-be-released groundbreaking Pump Ball. That's www.thermolife.com for the highest quality, most effective products ever made.
Do you want cutting-edge products that are scientifically formulated and tested in the best laboratories in the world? VPX Sports, founded by supplement guru Jack Owok, renowned for creating the most effective and innovative supplement formulations in the industry today, where other companies fall short. VPX has excelled by bringing the latest scientific information into the research and development laboratories at VPX and translated into products that are used by fitness enthusiasts and recreational bodybuilders all the way to the highest levels of professional athletics. VPX pushes the envelope, redefines superlative products, and delivers on its promise to produce the highest grade sports nutrition supplements in existence. For more information, go to VPXSports.com. That's VPXSports.com. For the No Bull supplements, Zero Limits is the brand for you. Zero Limits products represent the hierarchy of bodybuilding supplements. Zero Limits is for those who dare to force their bodies through the torturous acts of physical challenge and display a whatever it takes to win attitude. Zero Limits goes beyond the mundane pack of Me Too products with the development of a real breakthrough and innovation to take muscle building further than it has ever gone before. Zero Limits has revolutionized testosterone enhancements with Novatest. Experience unprecedented 10,000% increases in testosterone and watch your strength and muscle gains go through the roof. Novatest is in a class of its own for a select group of athletes who live by the Zero Limits philosophy of never setting limits on themselves. Novatest, fast, powerful, potent elevations in testosterone. Novatest from Zero Limits. Order Novatest at www.getxl.com because large isn't big enough.
Did you know your protein has an anabolic to catabolic ratio? Until now, all the proteins on the shelf were way more catabolic than anabolic. So guess what? You're not growing.
Oh.
Nice to know all that money you're spending is going to the toilet rather than muscle, huh? Marketing doesn't build muscle, but a protein built for humans does. 99% anabolic, so you grow and grow and grow. See why? At humapro.com and give the bathroom a break.
This is Jay Cutler and you listen to Team MD Radio with Sean Ray.
Over the years, iForce Nutrition has brought you some of the most powerful muscle-building products ever seen in the bodybuilding world. Now, after years of research and development,
We are proud to introduce our first launch into the world of thermogenic fat loss with Adipoxyl. Adipoxyl isn't your run-of-the-mill fat burner. Adipoxyl is new and rewriting the definition of fat loss. Adipoxyl's competition strength formula is so powerful, in one cycle, you can go from soft to shredded. When being lean isn't enough, get shredded with Adipoxyl. For more information, visit iForceNutrition.com.
Is the next generation mass gainer that's infused with 12 key NO shotgun ingredients that have been proven to ignite muscle growth by increasing muscle DNA by 149% and increase bench press 1,108% and leg press by 55%. VPX's stealth is the superior muscle mass builder that is perfect to lay down slabs of mind-blowing mass. In the old school days, the weight gainer with the most calories won the mass war, but made people look and feel like trash. VPX stealth has changed the rules of rapid muscular weight gain by adding the world's most powerful nutrient partitioning agents. Agents so powerful that they were proven to alter muscle gene proteins with just 1 ounce of NO shotgun per day. If just 1 ounce of NO shotgun a day increased lean muscle mass by 5.5 pounds, imagine what 10 ounces of stealth can do. For more information, go to VPXSports.com. That's VPXSports.com.
Streaming live. The leader in internet talk radio. VoiceAmerica.com. You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray. You want to get in on the action? Call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to MD Radio with Sean Ray. I'm
the truth. All right, this segment of MD Radio is brought to you by Generate, the makers of the Targo S2, the complete sugar-free, university-proven, fastest muscle fuel on the planet, and we are on with the CEO and president, Mr. Anthony Almada. Anthony, welcome to MD Radio. Big Anthony, you there?
You bet.
All right, brother, how's it going?
It's going great. Good weekend, good weather.
Huh?
Good vibes, you bet.
What was that?
Good vibes, all's good.
Well, I know you're out here in sunny Southern California, close to the ocean out there in Dana Point, Irvine area. Anthony, this is our scientific area that, I can't even compare when it comes down to breaking it all down with the mind that you have within that cranium of yours. What have you been working on all week to share with our listeners?
Well, actually, we talked about NO products and probably the best study to date showing that none of them work.
Right.
And this week, let me walk you through the situation. Think of yourself being in the gym. And you want to go and just do arm curls.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, you're done with your arm curls, just how many sets you want to do. And then a different day, you actually go and do arm curls, same weight, same number of reps, same intensity. But then you stack that training with leg press and leg extension supersetted.
Right.
And you do it with great intensity and intense metabolic demand. Now, you're doing the same type of arm work, same volume, same number of reps, but there's something going on very different in when you do the leg exercise combined,
mm-hmm.
is that your growth hormone, your testosterone, your IGF-1 all spike relatively sky high. Whoa, I got a lot more anabolic hormones in my blood if I combine them. Well, that would mean that my growth should be greater.
Mm-hmm.
But the research is now showing that the anabolic hormone spikes that come from training appear to have no influence whatsoever on muscle growth. And that's exactly what was done. A group at McMaster University in Toronto, in fact, Robbie has interviewed them, Stuart Phillips, and written about his research. They showed earlier this year and then last year with a group from the UK that take people through that type of workout. So one group, or one time they actually exercise just their arms, and another group, they exercise their arms and their legs. Same type of training for the arms.
Right.
The only difference is you add in the leg supersetting, which spikes up the anabolic hormones. They took biopsies. They took MRIs. No bigger muscle fibers. No higher one rep maximum. No higher 10 rep maximum. So their conclusion is, even though you get big anabolic hormone spikes, they're very short-lived and they don't lead to more muscle growth. So now you think, well, gee, then how the heck do testosterone injections for the right person work or other anabolic hormones work? Well, when you deliver them through a needle or as a prescription drug, you're giving much higher amounts that last in the body for a much longer period of time.
Right.
Here, it's just that there's something else going on in muscle, the actual muscle itself, that's causing the growth, because the hormones floating around the blood don't make a difference. Mm. So finding out what goes on in muscle from training, which may be related to depleting energy, could be a new frontier in terms of tweaking the anabolic response.
So is it your position that you recommend that you combine a larger muscle part with a smaller one, or there's no distinct advantage of combining the two?
There doesn't appear to be. You mean you'll get two body parts in one day if you
right.
want to do it that way. But in terms of, for example, growing one over the other,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't appear to be a benefit.
Okay, yeah, because there are people that think that is a benefit. So the scientific research is showing you that there clearly is not.
So far, at least so far, yes, indeed.
Unless pharmaceutical?
Pharmaceutical or some nutrient sensor, and there are a lot of researches going on to nutrient sensors, what's going on in muscle during intensive exercise, because the muscle's sensing, well, we're putting out a whole bunch of lactate, we're breaking down a whole bunch of glycogen, well, we're burning through a whole bunch of glucose as a fuel, we're burning through a bunch of creatine phosphate. Those sensors are creating signals in the muscle, right there in the muscle, and they're not going out in the blood. That may be the key to the next generation of dietary supplements, or even perhaps for drugs for people that are wasting or that are elderly, that are just losing muscle as they age.
So your advice is, in conclusion, to the listening audience from your scientific research is what?
That don't focus on hormones in the blood.
Mm-hmm.
They don't appear to be the key. What appears to be the key is intense training, appropriate nutrition, and adequate rest, because the hormone spikes that come from training appear to be irrelevant
mm-hmm.
to muscle growth.
Spoken like a true scientist that you are. Thank you, Anthony Almada. We are coming up on the Memorial holiday. Is there anything special going on for your family out there?
Going to the Indy 500 VIP treatment with Diddy and Mark Wahlberg.
Would I expect anything less? That's Anthony Almada, the CEO of Generate and the makers of Vitargo S2. We have come to a close of episode 63 here on MD Radio, where I want to wish everyone a very happy, healthy, safe Memorial holiday. And we salute all of our soldiers on the front lines and at war and those that have given their lives for our freedom. On behalf of Steve Bleckman and Team MD, I'm Sean Ray. Enjoy the holidays. See you this Saturday at the California Championships in Culver City. And I am out.
Wild, wild west, a state that's untouchable like Elliot Ness. The track hits your eardrum like a slug to your chest. Like a vest for your Jimmy in the city of sex. We in that sunshine state where the bomb ass hemp be. The state where you never find a dance floor empty and pimp speed. On a mission for them greens. Lean, mean, money making machines serving fiends.
You've been listening to MD Radio, a look at the world of bodybuilding and health and fitness. Join Sean Ray again next Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Variety Channel.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com.